I want to begin by thanking Rebecca Chesner for dedicating the virtual drasha this week in memory of her father, Yitzchok ben Meir. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the neshama will have an aliyah and the family a nechama. We have the incredible privilege this week to read the double parshos of Chukas and Balak. So parshos that are filled with so many dramatic details. Details of the Para Aduma, some of the esoteric concepts regarding sacrificial, I should say, personal purity and impurity. Of course, on the other hand, we have the episode of Balak and Bilam, the failed attempt to curse the Jewish people, which not only failed in producing curses, but produced some of the most beautiful and prolific praises of the Jewish people, of Am Yisrael. And nestled here in the middle of these parashios, we have a number of dramatic changes, life cycle changes. Because it's in these parashios that we read of the deaths of Miriam and Aaron. And so the Torah writes, this is in Perek Chof, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah writes, Vayavou b'nei Yisrael kol ha'ida midbar tzin. The entire nation of Israel, the Jewish people, came to midbar tzin, the desert of tzin. And what happens? B'chodesh harishon v'yashev v'yeshev ha'am b'kadesh. Vatamas Sham Miriam Vatikaver Sham. Miriam Hanaviyah dies in a city called Kadesh. She dies, that's where she's buried. Seemingly the end of the Miriam narrative. What's fascinating to see is what occurs in the next pasuk. Velo Haya Mayim La'ida. The Jewish people had no water. So what happens? And we know again, another dramatic, traumatic, and tragic story. Vayikalu al Moshe, the people go ahead and literally gang up, they ambush Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, so they say, and again, almost like the craziest statements. Ah, if only we died with the Meraglim, if only we died in Egypt. You know, you took us out here into the desert to die of thirst. Now, dear friends, understand that Moshe Rabbeinu has already more than proven his divine credentials, right? He's already more than proven that he was the chosen one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we know, unfortunately, the story escalates. Moshe Rabbeinu ends up hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock, which, of course, translates into a death sentence for Moshe and Aaron and their inability to enter into the land of Israel. But I want to go back for just a moment, because Rashi HaKadosh, like many of the other commentaries, note the juxtaposition between the death of Miriam and the lack of water in the desert. So it says Rashi HaKadosh, what's the nature of the juxtaposition? Mikan shekol arboim shana haya lahem habe'er b'schus Miriam. In other words, what Rashi's bothered by is, I don't understand, why is it suddenly after the death of Miriam that there's no water for the Jewish people? To which Rashi quotes the Gemara Maseches Tainis that says that there was a well that accompanied the Jewish people all the days during their sojourn in the desert. And that well was the result, or was in the merit of Miriam. And again, this is part of a motif of Chazal. The Gemara says that the Anan, the cloud, the protective cloud, was in the merit of Aaron, the Mun was in the merit of Moshe, and the Be'er, the well which produced water for the millions of people, was in the merit of Miriam. Miriam died, and immediately afterwards, the well disappears, and as such, that kind of thrust the entire nation into a frenzy, into a panic, in which they end up ambushing Moshe Rabbeinu about the lack of water. And Lubavitch Rebbe makes an amazing observation. He says, it must be that no one knew this. In other words, we never knew this concept. We never heard before in the Chumash, first of all, again, about the Be'er, about the well following them. And we never ever heard about the fact that the well was in the merit of Miriam. And so the Rebbe makes an amazing observation that it's quite possible that Miriam did not know that the well was in her merit, and the Jewish people did not know that the well was in her merit. When did the Jewish people discover that the well, the Be'er, right, that again, that produced life-affirming, life-saving water every single day was in the merit of Miriam? Only when she died and it was no longer there. When did Miriam discover, so to speak, that the well, that the Be'er was in her merit? Probably after her soul ascended to Shamayim, she looked down and suddenly she realized that she was the one who generated the zechus. She was the one who generated the merit to sustain millions of people in a desert. And the Rebbe says, we learn from here such a profound two-pronged lesson. The first is a lesson that we hear often, but all too often we don't really internalize it, which is a failure to recognize the importance of the people we have in our lives. A failure to recognize how meaningful our loved ones, our friends, our community members truly are. See, it's human nature to take people for granted. It's human nature, and the closer they are to you, the closer a person is to you, more often it's easier just to go ahead and just take them for granted. Because even in relationships in general, relationships are not always good. There are always challenges, there are always difficulties. And the closer a person is to you, very often you categorize or you identify or you look at the relationship through the lens of that which is broken and not through the lens of that which is good and intact. And so one of the greatest tragedies of the human condition is a failure to appreciate our loved ones, a failure to appreciate those who may be a fixture in our everyday lives, yet we never really take the opportunity to assess how important and how meaningful they are to us. You know, I've spent throughout my time in the Rabbanus an incredible amount of time with people who are dying, and many times with family members who are there with loved ones who are dying. And I can't tell you how many times it happens on a deathbed that people say things to a parent, to a spouse, to a loved one that they've been meaning to say for years, but they never said it. But you saw this person every day. You had the opportunity to tell them that you love them. You had the opportunity to tell them that you forgive them. You have the opportunity to apologize, to ask for their forgiveness. You had all this opportunity, yet you didn't do it. And here, as they're drawing their final breaths, now you do it, then maybe you'll get closure, maybe you won't get closure, maybe you'll get a response, maybe you won't get a response. And yet, that same loved one was a part of your life for all of those years. We too often, all too often, we take our loved ones for granted, not really understanding what they bring to our lives until they're gone. See, once my loved one is gone, then I realize the void. And sometimes I'm even shocked how large or how great or how gaping that void is. Because I always knew my loved one was important to me. I always knew that they were a part of my life, but I never really understood or fully grasped how important they were to me. Part of the tragedy of Miriam's passing was that Klal Yisrael never really fully appreciated her until she was gone. It was only once she died. And then what happens? V'lo haya mayim la'eda. You know, I was thinking about this. Do you think anyone ever went over to Miriam and said to Miriam, Miriam, thank you for everything. Thank you. And we'll discuss what the everything is in just a moment. Thank you for they didn't know the water was in her mouth. Meaning, what a metaphor. Miriam sustained the people day in and day out. Miriam is the one in whose merit men, women, and children had what to drink in the parched, arid, dry desert. It was because of her. She gave them life every single day. And yet no one ever realized it. No one ever knew it. No one ever had an opportunity to say thank you. No one ever had an opportunity to give a shkoyach. No one ever had an opportunity to express their gratitude or their hakaras hatov. Says the Rebbe, this is the first lesson. To take the time to appreciate what our loved ones, family members, and friends mean to us. Imagine you take out a piece of paper, and in that piece of paper you say, okay, I have a wife, Baruch Hashem. What does she mean to me? What does she mean to me? Not why do I love her per se? What does she mean to me in my life? How is it that my life is enriched because of her presence? Person has parents. Again, no parent is perfect. No spouse is perfect. No human being is perfect. What have my parents given me? And what do they continue to give me to this moment? And you could plug this in with any life relationship. Your friends, your siblings, your community, whoever you feel close to. Take out that piece of paper and write down, how is my life enriched by the presence, by the existence of this person? Within my sphere, within my Dalet Amos. And you'd be surprised what happens when you take the time to write this down. You'd be surprised to see what happens when you take the time to really think through what your loved ones really mean to you in this world. Says the Rebbe, the tragedy of the passing of Miriam was not simply that we lost a loved one, but is that we lost someone who we never fully appreciated while she was alive. The second lesson, says the Rebbe, is a bit more nuanced. While it is true that Klal Yisrael never really understood or appreciated that the life-sustaining water was in the merit of Miriam, Miriam never knew that it was her merit which generated the life-sustaining water. Right? Isn't this incredible? Miriam never knew that it was her piety. Miriam never knew that it was her righteousness. She never knew that it was her tzidkus that generated life-sustaining water for the Jewish people. She had no idea. And says the Rebbe something so incredibly profound and moving. He says, so many times we go through life and we think we don't matter. We think we don't matter. What am I? I'm one person. I'm one cog in the great universal cosmic wheel. What am I? Right? And maybe even just in my own life. You know, there are some people who are more dominant personalities, people who are more passive personalities, louder, quieter. What am I? Would the world even notice if I was gone? Would sometimes people think, would my family even notice if I'm gone? Do I matter to anyone in this world? Does my life make a difference? And sometimes we try to look and we try to see ways in which we make a difference. Is my life valuable? Is my existence purposeful? Do I contribute? And sometimes maybe it's hard to identify ways in which we move the cosmic needle, ways in which we make a difference. But you know, my friends, here's the incredible part. If you live a life of holiness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conveying to us that we make a difference. Sometimes you could see the difference you make. Sometimes you can't see the difference that you make. Miriam never knew, she never knew, at least while she was in this world, that she made a difference day to day in people's lives. Right? Remember, what do you hear about Miriam? Let's think about this just a moment. Right? When was the last time you heard from Miriam? The last time we heard from Miriam wasn't so great. She was speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. And the time before that, when did we hear about a Miriam? The time before that was after Yam Suf, right? After the splitting of the sea, she went ahead and she led the Jewish women in song. So Yam Suf was incredible. Lashon Hara, not so incredible. But Miriam, if you were to ask somebody, was Miriam a daily, was she a player in day-to-day life in Am Yisrael's existence in the desert? I think most of us would say, no, I'm sure she was righteous, she was wonderful, she was a tzaddikus, of course. Did she have an impact day to day? I think most of us would assume no. And there could be nothing further from the truth. Miriam had the greatest daily impact, just as great as Moshe, just as great as Aaron. Moshe was the Navi, Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. Miriam was neither of those. Miriam supplied the water. It was in Miriam's merit that there was water for the Jewish people. Miriam never knew she had an impact, but she had a more dramatic impact than she could have ever have imagined. A lot of times we go through life and we think that our actions don't matter. And this goes two ways. Sometimes we engage in actions that are not so great. Sometimes, chas v'shalom, we engage in sinful behavior. Because really what I think deep down is, I don't really matter. And what I do doesn't really matter. So if what I do doesn't matter, let me at least enjoy myself. And sometimes we engage in good dynamic activity, but I think to myself, who cares? Who cares? No one even knows about it. It doesn't even make a difference. Maybe don't even do such a great job with it. And the Torah Kedusha tells us with the death of Miriam that sometimes a person could go through life minding their own business and not even realizing the dramatic impact they are having. Each of us has the ability to go ahead and have an impact in the world. If you make the right decisions, engage in the right actions, strive to be there for your fellow man, and forge a path towards the Dveikus connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rest assured that your life makes a difference. Rest assured that in some way your merit is generating a well for Klal Yisrael. Whatever the well produces, the well of Bracha, whatever it is, there is no such thing as a person who lives an impactful life or a meaningful life without having an impact on the world around him or her. Sometimes you could see the impact, sometimes you can't see the impact. And the Rebbe makes such an amazing observation. He says, take it back even a step further. You know, I have a daughter named Miriam, and you know, it's interesting because Miriam is one of those names. She's named after a great aunt of my mother's who was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemah V'Zichron. And sometimes we think to ourselves, what a strange name. Miriam is Mariam, bitter waters, or just Meriros, bitterness. What does that mean? Miriam did have a difficult life. The Gemara says Miriam suffered with illness. It wasn't easy for Miriam to get married, the Gemara says. What does it mean, bitter waters? And the Rebbe says something so incredible. says, do you know Miriam's most pivotal role? Miriam was the one who was helping the Jewish mothers. Right? She was a midwife in Egypt. And as the Egyptians were dumping babies into the Nile, the bitterness of the waters were felt. It was her job to bring a little bit of light in the midst of all the bitterness. Miriam, Mariam, bitter waters. It's not a description of Miriam in a negative way. It's that she was the one who held the people together even when the bitter waters sought to drown us. She was the one who kept us together even when the waters were so terribly distasteful and bitter. She was the one who kept her head held high even when it looked like there was no future. The only reason there was a cloudy snow was because of Miriam. So many other people had given up. So many other people had thrown in the towel. Miriam did not. So the same Miriam, who had a dramatic impact when she was a little girl, continued to have a dramatic impact till her last breath. I think the difference was when she was a little girl, she saw what she was doing. Perhaps in her later adult years, maybe she did not know what she was accomplishing. But Torah Kedosha tells us she was accomplishing something dramatic nevertheless. These are the lessons in the death of Miriam. Lesson number one is we have to take the time to appreciate our loved ones while they're still here. Don't be that person who stands at the deathbed of a loved one finally saying all of the things that needed to be said. Don't be that person who's so busy with everyone else that they forget to see the beautiful relationship bounty that a loved one brings to life. Don't be that person who only sees the negative in those who are close to you and fails to perceive all the positivity they infuse into your daily life. Lesson number two. Sometimes we don't think we matter, but we always do. If you engage in positive, meaningful, dynamic activity, Bein Adam LaMakom, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and myself, Bein Adam LaChavero, interpersonally, then know you make a difference. Miriam might have thought at times that she didn't matter either, but she kept plowing along, and as a result, she sustained us. Even in those moments when we think we may not matter, or maybe what we're doing doesn't have such a dramatic effect, keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. Keep leading a meaningful, productive, and holy life. Keep forging relationships to your fellow Jew, to your Creator, and to yourself. Keep engaging in positive, dynamic activity, and know that you too are providing your family, your community, and your world with a beautiful well of blessing. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a beautiful and restful Shabbos Kodesh.